Nothing to Envy, Real Lives in North Korea, by Barbara Demick. For Nicholas, Gladys, and Eugene. Author's note. In 2001, I moved to Seoul as a correspondent for the Los Angeles Times, covering both Koreas. At the time, it was exceedingly difficult for an American journalist to visit North Korea. Even after I succeeded in getting into the country, I found that reporting was almost impossible. Western journalists were assigned minders, whose job it was to make certain that no unauthorized conversations took place and visitors hewed to a carefully selected itinerary of monuments. There was no contact permitted with ordinary citizens. In photographs and on television, North Koreans appeared to be automatons, goose-stepping in formation at military parades or performing gymnastics en masse in homage to the leadership. Staring at the photographs, I tried to discern what was behind those blank faces. In South Korea, I began to talk to North Koreans who had defected, escaping to South Korea or China, and a picture of real life in the Democratic People's Republic of Korea began to emerge. I wrote a series of articles for the Los Angeles Times that focused on former residents of Chongjin, a city located in the northernmost reaches of the country. I believed that I could verify facts more easily if I spoke to numerous people about one place. I wanted that place to be far from the well-manicured sites that the North Korean government shows to foreign visitors, even if it meant I would be writing about a place that was off-limits. Chongjin is North Korea's third largest city, and one of the places that were...